Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from the studios at Ways of Glory, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. It is a glorious day in the kingdom of God today. We are excited because God has not shifted or moved from the throne. He is still God, and there is no other like him. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He deserves to be praised this morning. I am fired up today. Just ever since we have decided that we're going to come together as women of God and meet up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, for community impact. It's at this Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. My life has literally just changed. I am just bouncing off the roof. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to try to calm myself down this morning just to share briefly with you the Day of the Woman. Now, this particular concept and thought has been given to me by God himself. Some years ago, he had me to write a book. That book is called Behold, I Show You a Mystery. And the next subtitle is The Woman in Ministry. Because in the era when I got saved in the church and I began to go after the things of God, and he began to use me to bring his word, I was in a place where people just didn't believe that women should be in the pulpit. They didn't believe that women should minister. They believed that you were okay to tell testimony and lead testimony service. Amen. You could lead that. You could also lead as a Sunday school teacher. You could lead that. You could also lead as the women's auxiliary leader. You could lead that. You could also lead a choir. You could also lead that. You could be the head of hospitality. You could be the head and lead in any area you wanted to lead, unless you said that God had called you to pastor or to preach the gospel. Then there was a rumbling in the ranks, praise the Lord, and it was an agitation going on. So at one point they could see your anointing and that God would use you in that arena, but yet they struggle like the Pharisees struggle with their roots and their traditions of men, and so suffocated the plan of God for the lives of many women out here today. Lives have been suffocated by the commandments of men and the traditions of men when it comes to the place of leadership in the things that are spiritual and supernatural. You were even allowed to lead the prayer services. You were allowed to lead the fasting. Amen. Those are areas that were open to you. But I'm here to let you know today, this is the Day of the Woman. Hallelujah. We'll talk today about women in history, as well as some women you know quite well. This is Black History Month, you know, and I don't hear much chatter about it on social media. It seems that we've kind of dumbed down on talking about what we have done as a people in the past, but that's okay. I know where I come from, and so I'm going to go ahead and just rejoice and celebrate the Black history of the people from whom I have come. Let's talk about just a few names that you are probably familiar with, like Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman. We know that they were leaders in breaking up the slave trade revolution, and they were instrumental and used by God to bring deliverance in those seasons. Then we look at Madam C.J. Walker, the first real millionaire, Black woman millionaire that we know of. I'm not saying she had to be the only one or the first one, but she's the first one that we know of, that I know of. Madam C.J. Walker took it upon herself to come up with hair care products for Black people, Black women. And so because of that, her name went down in history. She didn't let her color deter her, neither did she allow her gender to keep her from leading in the industry. Glory be to God. Now, because I'm a marketplace apostle, that kind of stuff gets me excited when we start talking about the industry and in working in the marketplace. There is a place for ministry in the marketplace. We have got to get out of just the four walls of the church. We've got to know that we are capable of doing more than leading the women's auxiliary inside the four walls of the fellowship hall. Glory be to God. We've got to realize that the potential that is on the inside of us is the potential to lead nations. We see here in the United States this election season that we have a woman who dares to stand up and say, I'm qualified for this position of leadership, the highest office in our land. And she is declaring, I have thrown my hat in the ring. I am just as qualified as one of my brothers. And that is an indicator and a sign, my sisters, that this is the day of the woman. Yes, it's been tried before. We know that our sister Shirley Chisholm, amen, was the first woman to throw her hat in the ring to run for president. Glory be to God. But the time had not come yet. But today is the day of the woman, and it looks like there is a woman who's in the running for this particular high office of the land. Then we look at Rosa Parks, and we know that her testimony has gone down in the annals of history, how she refused to follow a system any longer that was detrimental to her human character, her human integrity. It was just downright out, flat out wrong. And she decided one day, enough is enough. And that is all it's going to take, my sisters, for you to be the leaders that God has ordained and designed, fashioned by design, I believe somebody said, purposed by design, you to be a leader. And so we are meeting here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, this coming February, the last weekend in February 26 and 27, we are meeting here for a Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. And we are bringing together women of God from every place that will hear the sound of the word of the Lord. We have sent out and released the voice of the Lord to call his daughters to the meeting place. And those of us who are emerging leaders, I pray you will hear the voice of the Lord too, because we are coming together to join forces together to make a community impact. This community will never be the same after these 100 women converge on this city. Glory be to God. Can you imagine 100 Harriet Tubmans marching through the streets of your city? 100 Sojourner Truths marching through the street. 100 Madam C.J. Walkers walking through your town. 100 Rosa Parks walking through your city, going into your neighborhoods, dealing with the gang-related stuff that's happening in our cities. I just heard this morning, early in the wee hours of the morning, that my very own nephew has been involved and is now involved in some criminal activity related to gangs. Oh, God, it wears my heart down to know that my seed and the seed of my brother has fallen into the snare of the enemy. It's time for us to take back our children. Glory, glory, glory. And that brings us to another group of women that we all know very well, and that is the group of women who are in our very own lineage, our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers. They were the leaders and disciplinarians of their day. They held close to the word of God and taught their children, that's us, how to love and serve God. Women of God today, if you are not serving and leading your children to God, then there is no point trying to lead in ministry or anywhere else, because your own actions, your home life will condemn you. It will trip you up every time. It will turn you into a double-minded man, a two-faced creature. Glory be to God. And so we are coming together in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on February 26th and 27th to bring back leadership to the household, bring back leadership to the community, bring back leadership to the church, to cause women of God to rise up, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to acknowledge who we are in Christ, and then to be fully equipped, not just to talk about it, but to be united, organized, and then mobilized into our several different communities. This is a an epic event on the supernatural calendar. You want to be here. God wants you to be here, and I declare today that no weapon formed against you getting here will be able to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare to the north, give up the daughters of God. I declare to the south, give up the daughters of God. I declare to the west and to the east, give up the daughters of God, that we may arise, shine, and give God the glory, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We're almost out of time this morning, but I just want to say this one thing. I was reading an article on Facebook yesterday, or actually I didn't read the whole article. I just looked at the picture and the caption, and it says that our military government is now voting to say, without a shadow of a doubt, that women need to be added to the draft register, the mandatory draft register. When women first tried to join the army and tried to be a part of the military, we were told that we weren't good enough. We were not fit enough. We were too frail. We were the weaker vessel. And so then we were left behind in order to come up, help build the weapons of war that were used to bring victory. Women worked in the factories to put together the aircraft that caused our people to be able to wage war. And then when they recognized that we are capable in that area, then they said, okay, well, maybe we'll let you in the military, but maybe just in the secretarial pool. But then they found that when they allowed us to be in the military police and to go out on the field, we flourished in battle. Glory be to God. We flourished in battle. And then in these last sets of wars, we've had our young women go overseas, and they've gone through atrocities in battle, and yet they come out strong and empowered. Even though they may be missing some of their limbs, they are still powered. They still have a mind to go forward. And now the government is recognizing the strength and the fortitude of a woman in battle. They are recognized that we are born for battle, we are fit for fighting, and we are waging war on every front. And in the realm of the spirit, so it is in the realm of the spirit. The scripture says first natural, then supernatural. So now that man in the natural has recognized that we are the ones that need to be pulled out and cultivated and equipped and set on the front line, don't you think for a minute that God hasn't already put his plan in place to call you up out of the shadow, glory be to God, to say unto you this morning, as Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, to arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I love you this morning, dear woman of God. The Spirit of the Lord is dealing with you today. He's dealing with your heart, your mind, and your spirit. He's telling you there's something more. He's saying he wants to use you for greater. The greater works are now, and I'm saying unto each and every one under the sound of my voice, greater works come when we connect in the realm of the spirit, and then we connect in the natural. We take what we find in the supernatural and we draw it down into the natural. So meet us here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, February 26th and 27th. We are going in our community. It will never be the same again. And then we're going to take what we learn in Fayetteville and we're going to spread all over North Carolina. And from whatever provinces or states or counties that God will send you into this city, 100 of you converging. I see even a news release, 100 women converge on the city of Fayetteville. We are about to make the paper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for listening day, and I pray your goodwill in the spirit in Jesus' name. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin, your marketplace apostle. We'll be leading that workshop, those workshops, with Evangelist, Dr. Evangelist Tangela Diggs of North Carolina, Loringburg, North Carolina, and she is a powerhouse of a woman of God. So come out, meet us there, and be prepared to put on your combat boots and stomp through the cities of Fayetteville, North Carolina. God bless you once again. We love you. Go out and have an awesome day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.